What new lessons the pandemic taught to an old Wichita restaurant. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we go en route with a longtime Wichita bus driver.
I always have to check my intersection, even when the light's green. Make sure that everybody's slowing down on the opposite end.
But first, in its 57 years, Connie's Mexico Cafe has never experienced one like 2020.
This year has been a whirlwind, lots of adjustments and lots of scary moments, scary times.
That's Adele Jordan, one of the cafe's managers. She and her sister, Cece Garcia, sat down with KMUW's Nadia Foe to talk about how the popular Wichita restaurant has navigated the pandemic and some of the lessons they learned from a difficult year.
On a recent Thursday afternoon, Connie's Mexico Cafe at 21st and Broadway is quieting down after its lunch rush. About 9 months into the pandemic, Adele Jordan says business at the restaurant is coming back, but it's not all the way to 100% yet.
We normally would have three waitresses every day, but now we just have two because the back room doesn't get filled up like it used to.
Like most small businesses, Connie's was hit hard this year by mandated closures, capacity limits, and, says Cece Garcia, by the scramble to secure loans needed to stay afloat.
And it was almost like we had a fight over it. Like, okay, you had the next 24 hours to apply for this, or you're going to be pretty much, you know, out in the woods. And then by the time we tried to apply for it, it was like gone. It was really frustrating. That was something new to everybody. I mean, who knew that we're going to have a pandemic laying on our hands, you know, in our laps.
The restaurant secured federal loans through the Paycheck Protection Program and SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loans, as well as funding through Sedgwick County. Some of the money went toward new health safety measures, extra cleaning supplies, and plastic barriers in the cafe's booths. Now, Connie's is working on converting part of its back lot into an outdoor dining space.
So it seems like a lot of restaurants, even I go to, I mean, I prefer to eat outside. And so that's what we are in the process of doing. It hasn't been the easiest, but we're getting there. We're just rolling with the punches.
Among those punches, the coronavirus itself. Adele tested positive for COVID-19 this spring, and Connie's had to shut down while the rest of the staff got tested.
It took a long time. And of course, the business was hurting during those 2 weeks. And we were just trying to figure out what's going to happen? What are we going to do?
Looking back, the family knows they made the right choice to shut down, but economic recovery has been slow, and they haven't been able to bring all of their employees back to work yet. Still, they're hopeful more aid will become available for small businesses like theirs, and they're focused on keeping Wichita's oldest Mexican restaurant, founded by their grandfather, up and running, even if it looks a little different.
We have ideas coming up, so we'll get back. It's just a ugly year.
Just got to be patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have our good days and our bad days here.
I literally see growth month by month. I don't think week. I think it's month by month we see progress. And it's been doing better, so I have high hopes. It's going to get back to, I think, even more. Yeah, than it used to be.
That was Adele Jordan and Cece Garcia of Connie's Mexico Cafe speaking with KMUW's Nadia Foe. We want to know how your business is faring. If you want to share your COVID-19 story, send an email to news@kmuw.org. When KMUW's Beth Goulet began using the bus 4 years ago, she learned the ins and outs of the city transit system from veteran driver Troy Bowens. In this month's En Route, the two catch up while riding Route 17 to 27.
A lot of drivers have a real sense of courtesy, being professional about what we do.
How long have you been a driver?
I've been a driver now over 30 years in about 6 months.
All in Wichita.
Before I started driving the bus, I was riding the bus. When I first got to Wichita, I didn't know exactly where I was at. So on the weekend, I would ride the bus from 7 o'clock to 2 o'clock. For about 3 weekends to ride every bus route.
Okay.
Even if I had to ride it again, then I was actually checking out the drivers that, and I told myself, if I ever become a bus driver, which I never thought I would never want to be that rude. The way that I would see them, do the people standing, they just go right by them. The job is at stake, just like my job could be at stake. And then nobody really get up early in the morning to just be standing on the corner for nothing.
How many more years do you see yourself driving?
I want to enjoy life a little bit myself. It's just a wonderful deal just to get up and be able to do something. And I always have to check my intersection, even when the light's green. Make sure that everybody's slowing down on the opposite end. Because early in the morning, some people be wanting to run a little late. You gonna stop here and pick up a few people. Good morning. Thank you. Because when I see a person, man, so many people don't want to stop this morning. Hey, I like it's Monday morning out here. But it's good to be able to focus. And it's good to be able to be grateful and thankful for all the small things as well as the big things. Because to me, I get paid for working. I don't get paid for looking for work. So I take care of my job. Good question.
Beth Goulet goes en route with transit riders, and sometimes drivers, across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. I was a sports writer covering the Wichita State basketball team in 1986 when Gene Smithson was fired. A man who led the program to dazzling heights in the early 80s was let go when it came crashing down. His supporters protested on campus, and fans said Wichita State basketball would never be nationally prominent again. But Greg Marshall proved them wrong, and now he too is gone, under circumstances the school has declined to explain. In the 116 years of Shocker basketball, coaches have come and gone. Players too. But the program has endured, as it will again. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.